Hello and welcome to our weekly podcast from Faith Point Church, Auckland, New Zealand. We hope you will encounter God afresh in this week's teaching segment. If you enjoy this podcast and would like to hear more, then you can visit us at www.faithpoint.org.nz. And now for today's message.
Welcome today to the gathering. And we continue to press into God, do we not? We are looking for God to empower each one of us so that wherever we work, wherever we live, in our meeting houses together, God is working through us. And he's not just working through the preacher. He's not just working through the leaders. He's not just working through the music team. He's working through you to touch your world. That's what this church is all about. That's why we've gone the direction that we are. So this morning, the topic I want to bring today is probably, I would rate it as one of the, in the top three of all messages that I'll ever preach. I've been preaching for 35 years. Not saying in terms of, wow, that was a top three message, but in terms of the topic and the content that I want to bring to you today is just absolutely vital for Jesus to be seen in the world today and for God to be able to release his power through the body of Christ. So everybody say deeper.
Deeper.
Let's say it again, deeper.
Deeper.
I want to take you to the Word of God today and show you how you can go deeper in your relationship with the Holy Spirit. I can't go with you everywhere you go. Your husband, your partner, your wife, your children, they can't go with you every moment of your day. But the Holy Spirit can, and he does. And he's with you everywhere you go. And so today, as we look at going deeper, I have just a massive concern in general that's a burden on my heart for the Western church right around the world. Somehow it's got stuck. We've become content of being attenders. We've become content and religiously giving our tithe to the Lord, maybe attending church or a service once or twice a month, and generally just being good people. But that's not God's destiny for the church. That's not the storyline that the scripture gives us. We're selling ourselves out and selling ourselves short if that's the goal of our lives. Can I hear an amen this morning? And the sad thing is that many have become content, that this is their storyline. Add a few nice Christian friends in there and we're quite content to ride all the way to glory with that being our storyline. And today I want to present to you a different storyline that can be possible for your life when you go deeper in your relationship with the Holy Spirit. I believe that we have, instead of settling for the story that the scripture gives us about Christianity, we've adopted shallowanity.
Yeah.
We've lived only on the surface instead of God taking us to a deep dynamic where he is present and real in every one of our lives today. And I believe that the Holy Spirit right now, there's a wake-up call going on in the body of Christ. There's a conviction that's starting to settle on your hearts. Maybe there's some things that you weren't really aware of that you've been practicing or doing that haven't been very pleasing to the Lord, but just lately you've felt a bit of an edge. You've felt a bit of a nudge from God because the Spirit of God is moving in such a way that he's bringing realignment and adjustment, like a chiropractor adjusting the spine of the body, and the body of Christ is receiving some adjustments in the Spirit to wake us up out of shallowanity and bring us into the true power of Christianity. So what are we missing if we're living our lives at a shallow level? You know, sometimes we look at the state of the world that is happening and we go, if only Jesus was here now, things would be different. Maybe not. John Bevere said an interesting thing. He said that if Jesus could physically minister 14 hours a day, if he was here on the planet and he was doing a 14-hour day and he would be able to see 860 people a day if he spent 60 seconds with every person. I've been meeting a lot of people lately, and I can tell you right now, they don't want 60 seconds, they want 6 hours. There's not even enough time to get a selfie with Jesus. Or tell him about your cat or your grandmother or your dog. And listen to this. He can only see 840 people a day if he spent 60 seconds working 14 hours a day. It would take him 1,190 days to see 1 million people. And it would take him 2,147,000 years to see 7 billion, which is the population of our planet. So it's going to take Jesus 2 million years to see approximately every person on the planet. That's why Jesus had another plan. And that plan that he had goes like this. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. Here's the truth. You want the truth? I'll give you the truth. Here's the truth. It is to your advantage, he said to his disciples, that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. So this is what Jesus was saying. He was saying this to the disciples. Just as I have had an everyday waking, eating, sleeping, moving around Israel life with you, now you are going to have exactly the same life as a disciple of Jesus, where you can have the Holy Spirit with you 24/7, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, every day of your life. Because I'm going to send the Helper to you. Yep. Who needs help? Yep. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise God. Those that didn't put your hand up, you repent. Praise God. So let me say that again. We can have the same relationship with Jesus that the disciples had with Jesus through the ministry of the Spirit. And that's why we need to discover that type of... What did the disciples experience? They experienced his love. Yeah. They saw him heal the blind. They saw the lepers being cleansed. They saw the lame walking. They saw the man who was waiting for 38 years to be healed, instantly healed and changed. The woman who had been bleeding for 12 years, reach out and touch the hem of his garment. You know, that's possible now because the same Spirit that was in Jesus is now living in you and is living in me. But we limit our thinking and we don't understand that you have a nuclear powerhouse inside of you called the Holy Spirit. And if we can unlock that relationship, Jesus went on further to say this in John 14:16. I will ask the Father and he will give you another helper to be with you forever. Do you know what the word another means? It means one the same as me. One who's just like me. If you went to a cafe and you ordered a flat white and you drank your flat white, you went out about and you came back into the same cafe, same girl serving you in the cafe, and you said, can I have another one just like I had before? She would give you exactly the same flat white. And Jesus is saying, you're getting another one just like me who's going to be with you forever. Hallelujah. Woo! Let's unlock that into our spirit this morning. We can have as much of God as we like because he's not far from any of you. He lives inside of you. He was with you when you woke up. He was with you when you had your shower today. I hope you had one. He was with you when you had your breakfast and you were on the way to church this morning. He's been with you in the car. He's with you all the time. But so often we haven't unlocked the depth of understanding what that means, that he's with us always. Because if the one who shaped the globe, shaped this planet, is living in us, there's some ramifications of how that can change the way that you live and the way that I live. It means there's a lot of missing power in our lives right now because we haven't acknowledged the fact that we can go deeper with him and experience the same life that the disciples experienced when Jesus was living here on earth. You know, when we receive the Holy Spirit, I don't believe this morning that you can receive more of the Holy Spirit. When I married Viv, I did not get a leg and then 3 years later get an arm. And then 3 years later get the body and the rest of it. When I married Viv, I got the whole deal.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't ready for it, I can tell you that right now. When you receive the Holy Spirit, you just didn't receive an arm or a leg or a part. You received the full deal. He's with you. So what we need to do is now unlock how he can fill us and how he can take the place that he's supposed to take within our life to get the full deal of what's been going on and what needs to happen with us. We can know the Holy Spirit more. We can't necessarily get more of the Spirit because Jesus has already given us all that he's got. He said, wait in Jerusalem and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. They received the gift. If you've received Jesus, you've received the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now it's time for us to learn how to go deeper and unlock how to be filled, how the Holy Spirit can work in us a whole lot better than what he is today. We're a bit rusty. We might be a bit scratchy. Sometimes we just don't know. We're ignorant. And he says, I want to eradicate that ignorance out of the body of Christ because there's so much more work yet to be done. For many Pentecostals, the Holy Spirit equals tongues. So we come to church, we pray in tongues, come to prayer meeting, we pray in tongues, we go home, and that's it. Nothing more of the Holy Spirit during our week. The Holy Spirit is not tongues. That's one of the gifts that he has. Okay. You understand what I'm saying today? Praise God. And so this is not our relationship. We need to understand that we can hear God's voice in such a way that we don't have to be reliant upon our education, our degrees, our connections that we may have in life in order to make progress. We can actually rely on the Holy Spirit to do a lot of things that he's currently not doing in our lives. You see, the Spirit of God has not been given just to upgrade your prayer life. The Spirit of God's been given to upgrade your whole life. He's upgrading right now. He's been upgrading in your life over the course of 2023. I felt that the Holy Spirit has said to me, 2023 is where I'm going to begin to go so much deeper into the lives of my people that they're going to unlock new treasures that they didn't realize were sitting there. And that as you get a revelation of that within your life, it's going to change the way you and I live. Hallelujah. We often pray, give me more power. We already have more power. It's right here. The source is within us. In fact, the Bible says this, because that's what we've got to go back to if we really want to understand that some of the lyrics and the songs that we've been singing, theologically, they're not correct. This is what the Bible says about the power that's inside of you. Romans 8:11. But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. Hello, is he in you? Yes. So that same Spirit that's in you had power to take Jesus out of the grave from a dead body to a live person. Hallelujah. He who raised Christ from the dead will also give to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. Well, black and white, man. In other words, resurrection power. I preached in a church in India a few years ago where the senior pastor has documented 9 resurrections from the dead. So people come from all over India to his church because he's the miracle man. And now he's training others in his church so that it's not just the guru doing all the miracles, because that's what Jesus had in mind with his disciples. He spent 3.5 years with them so they could go and do what he'd been showing them to do. And that's what he sent the helper for us to go and do what Jesus did. And now it's our turn. It's your turn. Yoo-hoo! You ever been on the side of, you know, of a game where, you know, you didn't get picked for the starting team and you're on the bench and you're just dying to get on the field and suddenly the call goes out. You're up and you're on that basketball court. You're on that rugby field and you're on the field and you're going, yes, I'm playing the game. You're not designed to sit on the bench. You're designed to get on the field. Hallelujah. And see that power. And that power is connected to the statement that Jesus made to his disciples when he was still here on earth. He said, "You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth." Who's the uttermost parts of the earth from Jerusalem? New Zealand! The Spirit has come to New Zealand because the disciples obeyed, and the Spirit has traversed the earth and come down under to right here where we are today. What a great testimony of what God has done in generations gone by. But we today are going to begin to unlock. You know the benediction? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. Amen. I pray to the Father. I receive tons of grace from Jesus. But I don't pray to the Holy Spirit. I don't pray to my wife. I fellowship with my wife. I fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Another word for fellowship is commune. I commune with the Holy Spirit. Fellowship. You know what fellowship means. Have you had fellowship before? Have you been in those that great buzz when you've been connected together, brother and sisters in Christ, connecting together around the word, and there's just a buzz that happens because you have discovered connection. And in this verse, we see that the Father gives his love, the Spirit gives his grace, but the fellowship, the Holy Spirit wants to give you fellowship. He wants to take you past superficial veneer surface relationship, talking about the weather, and how is your day? He wants to take you deeper. How is your life, son? How is your life, my daughter? I want to bring you into the depth of relationship with the Holy Spirit. The Phillips translation says this, "And the fellowship that is ours in the Holy Spirit be with you all." The fellowship that is ours in the Holy Spirit be with you all. I'm kind of, you're getting hungry for fellowship with the Holy Spirit as we're speaking this morning. Hallelujah. And so fellowship's different to prayer. Fellowship is building a relationship. It's communing. It's connecting. It's talking. It's listening. That's what fellowship is. If your prayer life consists of you rattling on for 30 minutes, going through your shopping list of what you want from God and then packing up, says, "Right, God, I'm off onto my day," and you haven't taken time to fellowship and sit in the presence of the Holy Spirit and ask him what's on his heart for the day, then guess what? You're missing a portion of adventure in your life that is about to be unlocked as we discover the communion of the Holy Spirit today. Hallelujah. You know, the Holy Spirit, we can just amplify this, and I won't take too much time, but in Acts 15, we see this. We see the disciples, they said this, "It seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us." What? It seemed good to the Holy Spirit. They understood how the Holy Spirit felt and thought about what they were praying. Yes, because he's not an invisible force. Hello? He's a person. He thinks, he feels. The disciples said, "It seems good to us and to the Holy Spirit not to overextend and put a burden on your life." That's what they said. In Acts 13, "Set aside for me Barnabas and Paul for the work I," who's I? "The Holy Spirit. Set them apart for the work I have called them to." Notice it was as they were praying and fasting. That they heard exactly how he thought and how he felt about the work. They knew what was on the mind and the heart of the Holy Spirit, who has become the forgotten God in modern shallowity. We have reduced the Trinity to God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Scriptures. And we've forgotten that the early church didn't even have the New Testament to rely on like we do. They relied on the Holy Spirit. Wherever they went, Paul's heading to Asia. Suddenly the Holy Spirit gives him a vision. Don't go there, son, because Jesus said he will guide you into all truth. The Holy Spirit will guide your life if you're open. Don't go east, go west. Go into, I see a man from Macedonia calling, saying, come over here and help us. That's what the Holy Spirit can do within your life. When you're fellowshipping with them, he will guide your day. He will guide your direction. He'll guide the big decisions and the little decisions of your life today. So don't let the Holy Spirit take the back seat within your life. I believe that as we have focused so much on the scriptures, and don't get me wrong, I love the scriptures. I'm in the scriptures every day of my life. But who wrote the scriptures? Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. It's a bit like reading a book, and then what's better, to read the book or meet the author of the book? I'd much rather be in contact with the author of the book who wrote the scriptures, the Holy Spirit. And that doesn't mean that the scriptures take less of a role within my life. But what's happened is that sometimes we have replaced the scripture with the Holy Spirit with the scriptures. He's here. We can talk to him. We can see how he thinks and feels about whatever it is that you need within your life today. So today I'm going to give you some access points into going deeper with the Holy Spirit. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to take you through the life of Jesus Christ, because he's the perfect example, who was God in the flesh, but he submitted his life to be led by the Spirit. So he only moved, he only interacted as a result of the moving of the Spirit within his life. So he's the perfect example for us to see. And every time I take you through a step and a stage in Jesus' life and his interaction with the Holy Spirit, I'm going to take you also to the scriptures to show you in the scriptures in the New Testament where it says we too can move just like Jesus moved.